Let's talk about it. I'm your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin.
And I'm Malik.
I'm John.
We have a guest, John, today. Yes. Because Danica is sick.
Again.
How high were the levels in your ears?
They hurt.
I saw. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I knew it was coming and I didn't prepare for it.
It's never been that bad before.
No, I don't think so. I'm usually pretty good about catching it.
Okay. Herbert Hoover, opinions.
Amongst where he ranks amongst the presidents, I'd say I'm indifferent to him.
Didn't we pull up a president's list last week? Like a ranking.
I wasn't here last week.
Or like the last time we did the show. I feel like we pulled up a president's list.
I have them all memorized in a rap form, actually, because that's why I learned it in grade school.
Well, no, there's a like list where they have like presidential scholars and they like rank the presidents on like who's really good and who's really, and they do it like every year. I feel like we did do this.
But
like,
I can imagine who the worst would be probably.
I was reading, as you know, with my show tunes, and there was a song that came up. And they were all angry at Herbert Hoover. I do remember that everyone was really angry at Herbert Hoover. But, like, what did he do specifically for everyone to get angry at him is the question. But, like, who's ranking these presidents is also a question.
A bunch of people who are, like, have degrees and a bunch of people that have degrees in, like, politics and history. And it's, like, a big thing.
All right, look up Herbert.
I don't think this is the right list, but this is an article about the list. Let me see. This is just the top 20. I don't want the top 20.
Oh.
The greatest presidents.
George H.W.
Okay.
Ranking of the presidents.
But he didn't. He said he was no new taxes. And he had new taxes.
Well, everybody says no new taxes. Everybody loves to hear that they're saving money, and then they don't save money. Oh, this is long. We can keep talking. I'll find the thing eventually.
Where does William Henry Harrison rank amongst the presidents?
I feel like he can't list high.
I feel like he can't.
He didn't do anything. He was
there for 32 days
and died.
Yeah, the poor dude. Wait. Yeah, what did he die from?
Pneumonia.
Pneumonia. Yeah.
He gave a speech out in the cold and caught pneumonia.
Because he was so cool and just couldn't
let him. Ranking of the presidents. I think this is it. We're first from worst to best. James Buchanan. That makes sense.
Typhoid fever.
Andrew Johnson. Yeah, so this is pretty accurate, I think. Usually George Washington is first.
Find my dude.
Andrew Johnson's last.
Who's that?
He came right after Abraham Lincoln and,
I think after Andrew Johnson, it's James Buchanan.
That makes sense. He kind of incited the Civil War.
Who are we looking for? Herbert Hoover? I feel like Herbert Hoover ranked pretty low usually.
Either that or
I can't believe there's
middling.
Only like, because, but everyone blames him.
Yeah, that's why he's ranked really low.
Nixon?
That's Nixon.
My boy.
Tricky. Yeah. I don't know if I can say that word.
The only reason I like Nixon is because of the peace sign. And then I realized, my mom said it one day. She was like, he didn't stop the war in Vietnam. And I was like, oh, that's not good. I just like his symbol. But he doesn't mean it.
Calvin Coolidge.
He was pretty cool. 18.
Calvin Coolidge.
He was what? He was a wartime president.
I have no idea.
I think so. World War One.
1923.
That was Woodrow Wilson, though.
Oh, okay.
Trivia.
Woodrow Wilson was during World War One.
Trivia. What started World War One?
The assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
A bunch of other things. There are like three different things.
It's only that.
Well, here we go. William Henry Harrison.
Bosnia and Herzegovina.
All right, go to William.
William Henry Harrison ranked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So seventh from the worst. So whatever 45 minus 7 is.
That'd be 38.
He's ranked number 30. Okay, yeah, it's written right there. He's ranked 38.
Imagine being ranked lower than someone who is president not even a month.
Herbert Hoover ranked number 36.
Okay. Why?
It says Hoover's economic management rating drags down his rankings. Month after his election, the stock market crashed and the U.S. spiraled into the Great Depression.
Okay, but he did he?
Yes.
Did he? He didn't make... I think if anybody was... who like, if they...
The president.
Words!
Yeah, okay. Take a deep breath.
If anyone was the president during that time, they would have been called a bad president, too.
Yeah, that's how these generally work. That's why wartime presidents generally get elected twice, because it's hard for... because people like the stability. Which is why... Which is one of the conspiracy theories why George Bush did 9/11, because then he could go to war with Iraq and then secure himself a second presidency.
Oh, I never understood that. I thought it was just a meme.
There's like validity to that. That's it.
Yeah. I think there's never been a U.S. president who in wartime wasn't elected for a second term.
I like FDR.
FDR is cool. Four terms.
Yeah, four. He just broke the precedent like that.
He's the reason why we have a law.
And he had a disability.
He did, yeah. He had it. There was a cool documentary about the, like, painstaking steps that he went through to, like, never actually show himself with a disability.
Yeah, it was, like, he had, like, the car. He like, showed that he was driving, but he wasn't really driving.
He would, like, get up and walk on the lawn.
Yeah.
Every day. Like, he wasn't supposed to, but he would get up and, like, walk every day.
What did he have?
I don't know.
Polio.
Okay. But now that's curable.
It was cured like not too long after he died from it, I think.
Isn't that PFDR? Russian dude? Anyway, so my testimony for Herbert Hoover.
Okay.
The defense of Herbert.
My defense.
Herbert, my grandfather's name is Herbert.
Why'd they do that to him?
I think they just liked the name.
Okay. So I got this all. Reviewing for the quiz tonight. I heard this song and it was like, "Thank you, Herbert Hoover," but it was very sarcastic. It's like, yeah, if I said thank you to somebody.
And, thank you for this Great Depression.
And yeah, and so I was like, "Why? Like, why are you so mean to him?" And okay, so President Hoover worked hard to fix the problems. He tried many approaches, creating government agencies, urging private and public groups to cooperate. Is that it, the word?
COOPERATE. Yep.
I shouldn't be in college. Working to balance the federal budget. But Hoover did not want to use federal money to provide direct aid to Americans. So he didn't want to.
Yeah.
He worried that such actions would make people dependent on the government.
Okay. Now I have to.
And reduce individuals' power and moral. Nor did he want to use the federal government to try to control the economy. Government intervention, he said, would lead to socialism and eventually destroy the country's founding.
Okay. Now, my counter-argument to Herbert Hoover, he didn't want to use the money from the government to help the people, but where does the government get its money?
The people.
Yes, through taxes. So... What else is that money being used for? We're in the Great Depression. We're not at war, really. I think we just got out of war. Yeah, World War One just ended, so we're getting out of war.
No, it was during the Roaring Twenties.
Which is after World War One.
1929.
Yeah, after World War One. Roaring Twenties.
That's like almost 12 years after.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're having a great time.
Yeah.
We're about to go into the Roaring Twenties.
We are. Roaring Twenties.
Could be the part decade, two. Part two. The 2020.
Great Gatsby. This has to be like, oh man, this is the Roaring Twenties squared then.
Squared. Well, like, what about the 1820s?
But it wasn't 2020. Well, nothing was roaring in the 1820s. There was
what
no.
What was happening
what
was in
I,
the
What was I doing in 1820?
1820 was, I think, 5 years before the Civil War, I think.
No, wrong.
No?
Factually incorrect.
Yeah.
When was the Civil War?
1964 again? Is.
64, okay.
So that's like 40 years before.
Okay, 40 years. All right, what's going on? So we've got slavery going on. That's not too hot.
So you wouldn't be roaring.
Nope, would not be roaring. What's going on? This day in history in 1820. Let's try that.
Yeah, who's the most popular in 1820?
Oh, well, okay. This day in history,
1820. Let's see what's going on.
90 years ago, okay. October 29th is when the Great Depression started.
19 years ago, October 29th. Okay.
No, I said 90 years ago.
90 years ago, not 19. I was not alive for the Great Depression. Here we go. March 6, 1820, President James Monroe signed the Missouri Compromise into law.
Oh, perfect.
So Missouri was granted statehood.
Oh, that's like whenever. Was that also like near Manifest Destiny?
That was
that Manifest Destiny?
That
I don't
think
so.
1803, I believe. Early,
you know,
1800.
Like when we all
yeah, when
like,
we all went west.
Let's all kill.
I don't think so, because if I remember right, Manifest Destiny would technically end with the early 1900s, because that's when like the Wild West ends, like the early 1900s.
But it began in like,
yeah, like
the early
1800s. When did it? Okay. Because
like the Civil War, we weren't really that far. I think we're as far as like New Mexico, and then we have the war with Mexico over California and that space after the Civil War.
Oh my gosh, with my dude, Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore Roosevelt, yeah.
Oh yeah, of course.
He protected us.
That was Robin Williams.
Theodore Roosevelt. He's the reason why protection's on meat now.
The night at the museum.
Yeah, I know. Rami Malek.
Great.
Ben Stiller was
great.
There too.
Rami Malek, guy of Mr. Robot.
I want to be Amelia Earhart so bad.
I'd like to just be Ben Stiller. Not even in Night at the Museum, just Ben Stiller.
Ben Stiller. Amelia, what is Ben Stiller doing lately?
A lot of like sort of low profile.
Okay.
Sort of stuff.
Just things to get on the IMDb page.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay.
No.
I'm ready for Ben Stiller's comeback.
It'll happen eventually.
There was this one movie whenever he was like a rabbi.
Okay.
And then his friend was a priest. And you know, like those jokes? Mm-hmm. A priest and a, like, and, but it was a kind of, it was a pretty good movie. Like they both were trying to, well, not both of them. He was trying to find a wife. Because rabbis can have wives, but then the priest was struggling with not having a companion and like having to take vows.
What is it called?
Keeping the faith.
There we go.
Faith,
okay. Yep. 2000. Oh, okay. Year 2000. No,
what's
Rami.
What's it ranked?
What's it ranked? 6.3 out of 10 on IMDb.
That's
69% on Rotten Tomatoes. 60% on Metacritic.
Not a great movie, but not the worst movie you've ever seen.
For an early 2000s dramedy, I think is what they're called. That's the industry term. Dramedy. I think it's a pretty good score.
Yeah.
I think it's pretty decent.
And like who's ranking Rotten Tomatoes now?
Isn't it just like, well, I know Metacritic, they like take all the review scores and they like put it into a formula and they give you the average of it.
Well, Rotten Tomatoes isn't also like the most credible sort of source, because of like their system doesn't really make any sense at all, because it's like something can be, I think like a 60% can either be like a negative or a positive on Rotten Tomatoes, which makes like no sense.
All right, yeah, so out of 116 reviews, it gets 69%, which isn't awful.
No.
Out of
smaller.
Audience score, 53,528 reviews. It has a 59%. So audiences didn't like it, but critics liked it.
It's a critical darling.
I'm gonna go watch it again, and I'll review it for next week.
Okay, you do that. I'll watch Oliver Twist finally.
All I remember is like them trying to find, well, Ben Stiller trying to find a girl, but I think that's like their best friend.
Is this Ben Stiller?
Yeah, that's Ben Stiller.
Really?
Did you not know who Ben Stiller was?
I did. I knew who he was, but I was like, wow, Ben Stiller. That's a movie star there. That man is selling posters.
That's a stud.
No, in Army Central Media, we are in a depression.
Are we?
The graphic section.
Oh, why? What's wrong?
What?
Are there no graphics?
There are no graphics this week. Nor have there been for a while.
No.
Nobody is assigning us graphics.
Campaigning. What about social?
Social?
Oh, you gotta speak into the mic.
Social? I post stuff.
Okay.
That's what social is. You just...
Yeah, you post things into the Facebook, system.
Facebook, Instagram, Twitter.
Yes.
Every time.
No Snapchats?
No. I don't know where that went. I remember that, though.
We do have a Century Snapchat, yeah.
Yeah, but I think they got rid of that.
Okay. No, it's still around. I still follow.
Question.
Answer.
So if I become the new Jocelyn next semester.
Yes.
Do I get $5,000 in a scholarship?
I don't think it's $5,000, but.
What is it?
I'm not putting. It's illegal for me to put Jocelyn's scholarship amount out there.
It is illegal?
You cannot share other people's financial aid information, and scholarships would qualify under financial aid. Melanie caught me with that earlier this week.
Well, because you guys were talking about it.
Well, no, she walked in the room and I was like, what's your scholarship? She's like, that's illegal. And I was like, you got me there.
That's illegal. Well, I just want to know.
You can ask Jocelyn. I do know the number, but I'm not going to put it out on radio for all to hear.
Am I going to jail now?
No, I mean.
The FBI is listening in right now.
R.I.P. No. Shannon. All this money.
Yeah.
I just want to know if I should stick with Century.
Oh, okay. Please stay.
No, you're not going to be there next semester.
That's fair.
He's going to Boston.
That's what it sounds like.
Well, he's graduating, so he's really moving.
Wherever there are jobs, please hire me.
Please. Did you see that thing that Corin sent us? With Jason Momoa? My mom.
Oh, yeah.
If I get in, my mom wants me to get a picture with Jason Momoa.
My mom wanted me to do that, too.
You should have went to the Steelers game. He was at the Steelers game.
Oh, no. Yeah,
he was out partying.
Well, I updated my resume and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I saw.
Yeah, you did see. But it's just super stressful because it's like they could be like, no.
Yeah, I understand that. Yeah, you can just, we don't want you.
Maybe me and Delaney just work at WQED forever.
Maybe. I don't know. I think you'd be fine at QED.
I would be fine anywhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Put me in the middle of Montana.
Montana, where I found out is on the west end of the United States and not the east end of the United States.
Yeah, I don't understand where you thought it was.
I thought it was, I think, where Vermont is. I thought that was Montana. Like that little, like, tail at the end of the.
No, that's like Delaware.
That's not Delaware.
No, Delaware is below.
Yeah, Delaware is like.
What's the tail then?
That's like, no, that's up the northeast. U.S. States. It contains, like, Maine and Vermont. And
U.S. states map. Yeah, because that's like the New England area. Yeah, I think that might be Vermont.
Vermont's like. Right next to Canada, isn't it?
Yeah. Zoomy Kids, Salton, USA.
Getting updated on my geography.
Yeah, like right here is where I thought Montana was. That's Maine. Is that Maine?
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Is that Maine?
I thought. Yeah. Okay. Look up an actual map. There's images right there. Images.
Topographical map.
There we go. Yeah, that is Maine. Yep.
What do you know?
Maine, New Hampshire. Yeah, I thought like this whole area was like Montana. Montana is way over here.
Yeah, that's what I said to you. And you were like, no.
And I didn't believe you. And
now you can. I can. And look, the KFC guy's right there.
Oh, yeah. The KFC guy?
The KFC
Colonel
guy.
Colonel Sanders?
Yeah.
Oh, I love him.
Minnesota's the hat. Iowa's the face. Missouri is the body. Kentucky is the chicken. Tennessee is the plate. Alabama is the legs. And Louisiana is the boot.
I have no idea what you just told me.
Oh, wait. I can kind of see what you mean.
Oh, okay. Minnesota is the head, right?
Hat.
Iowa is the face. Okay, now I see it. The body is Missouri. Arkansas is the leg. And Louisiana is the boot.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, then Kentucky is the chicken.
Kentucky
and Tennessee
is the chicken.
Is the plate.
Okay. Ah, I see. He's like holding it.
Oh.
I understand now. Kentucky, that was a fun state.
I've never been.
I went to Louisville. North Carolina was a fun state. South Carolina was kind of weird. Florida. Yeah, it's Florida.
I like Florida.
I also like Florida. How dare you disgrace where it's, my brother lives?
It's fine, but I feel like Florida is like the place
that
you
Danielle
go.
That's where Danielle and the small children live, and you are disgracing it.
I know. I love the small Devlin clan children, but
the Floridians.
The Floridians. That's Bella, my favorite of the Devlin clan.
The oldest.
Yep, the oldest, and there's Rory.
Who are the two in the middle?
There's one with the there's Killian. Mm-hmm. I know there's Killian, and I don't remember the other one.
Test. The, it's Harper.
Harper, okay.
Very Irish names.
Yeah.
Very Irish people.
That's how I remembered Killian. I was like, he's a real Irish name there.
Yeah, no, like, have you met anyone named Harper? No.
No.
No, only in Wizards of Waverly Place.
Harper. Yeah.
Harper Lee. Then,
okay.
I've never met Harper Lee, though, so.
And then... Berries. Washington State. I wouldn't mind Washington.
What's Northern California like?
I would actually.
Northern California. It's on fire currently.
I would enjoy.
It's burning.
Washington State. I think that'd be a good place to go to.
Oregon would be cool.
Oh my gosh, you could be like Frasier.
Northern California. I wouldn't mind.
So don't go to California.
Idaho. I mean, you can. I mean, here we go. Northern. More Googling. North California. wildfire. Northern California wildfires forced nearly 200,000 people to evacuate.
That was a lot of people.
October 28th.
And that's been going on for like years at this point now.
Yeah, there was a really big one though that was going on like last month, and it was like pushing people out, and they cut off the power and.
But
terrible stuff.
Wait a minute. Seattle is the rainy city, but then two states down, they don't get any rain.
Yes.
Why?
Geography. Yeah, I think the mountains that border Washington State brings in a lot of cold air. Because like all the hot air rises and then the cold air goes to the other end of the mountain. And all the condensation, it brings a lot of rain to Seattle. Seattle specifically, and then California, it's just one big, like there's no mountains or any geographical bodies of interest. It's just flat land and sun.
And desert as well.
Yeah.
It would be so boring to drive there then.
It'd be great.
It would actually be, I don't know. My friend took a road trip out there like over the summer.
Don't you just love the curves? And
I love the curves of the mountains and the hills of Pittsburgh. And
you're like, am I going to fall off this cliff? We're going to find out real quick. Who'd you get for Secret Santa?
I got Nate B.
You can't say that on the radio.
He does not listen to this show. I can promise you that.
I got Jonah.
Oh, okay. What are you going to get Jonah? Jonah doesn't hate you. You should get him a box DVD set of RMU tonight. Just put all of the episodes on one DVD and then like make a box, like a DVD cover for it.
We don't even have like a, we don't have like a cover.
You can make one.
And I quit that show.
Yeah, so that's why it would be funny.
And so did he.
That's why it would be funny. Because none of you work that show anymore.
Yeah. We abandoned Caroline.
Yeah.
Poor Caroline.
Oh, it's apparently going good. She's got Kestra, who was overwhelmed.
With what?
In week two.
Oh.
Kestra does a lot, like outside of Sentry.
Oh, yeah, she was the homecoming queen.
She was the homecoming queen. She's a CA. She does RMU tonight. She was the assistant social media manager.
Now it's me!
She's in a sorority. She's the sweetheart of a fraternity. Lots of stuff.
Why so much?
I don't know. I don't.
Like, during the winter months, I just don't leave the house.
I know. I hate leaving the house in the winter.
I already don't do that anyway.
It's me and the dog. Together forever. I got him a duck.
Okay. Like a toy duck?
I was going to say a word on the radio you're not supposed to say.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. When he was little, he's 13 now. I understand. He's old. He lays around all day. That's what he's been doing for a while. But, like, so I'm like, he's been, like, kind of depressed lately. So let's get Checkers a toy. Okay. And so I used to love ducks. You would like tear them apart in the first like couple of days. And so this toy that he's had for a while, which is like a dog, the green thing.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't like done anything to it. Like he's played with it, but it hasn't like come apart. So it's like, why don't we like cheer him up and get him a duck? He stares at it like he doesn't know what it is, and like we can't really see. He sniffs and he's like shrugs, and he just walks away. I like throw it at him and he just doesn't like it.
Is he depressed?
I don't know. Do you think he knows?
He knows what?
All the bad like energy in the room.
He might.
Can't animals like get depression?
Yeah, animals can get depression.
But he gets depression whenever he like comes home from the people we send him to whenever we're on vacation, because they have a bunch of dogs. But
you should just give checkers to me while you're on vacation.
Like, who is this man?
I love him.
When
really
he's
great.
In new situations, he like throws up.
Because I know like they're like emotionally sensitive. They can tell.
Oh, he's very emotionally sensitive. My mom calls him a girl all the time.
Just three girls living in a house together.
He's just like super weird now, and
maybe he's just old, tired.
I know, but I don't want him to die yet.
Yeah.
That's what mom says. But no. No, you can't, like, that's not, you can't, I feel like he's, like, in good shape. He's anorexic.
Those two words don't mean the same thing.
we have all this food, but it does nothing. And then we can't go on walks for a long period. We're the same thing. That's why we get along so well.
Yeah.
One time, this lady asked my mom if she styled her hair after her dog. She was not happy. My mom has curly hair. She was not. She has, and Checkers has like an afro. My mom doesn't have an afro. She's not. No. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Checkers always seems pretty like energetic when I come over.
That's what I'm saying. He's in like good shape.
Yeah, he's moving around.
But he should gain weight.
We play when I come over.
Yeah, but then he has like all the cysts. It's not because he's a purebred. It's because he's a poodle and they get cysts.
Okay.
So it's like pimples basically, but not really because they don't like go away.
Mm-hmm.
And so my mom, like, she was like, there's like a clump of hair. It wasn't a clump of hair. She accidentally like ripped off one of the cysts, and now we're doctors, but it's good now.
Okay.
It used to be really bad. It was like gushing blood, but it was fine. Not gushing blood, but it was a big wound. Yeah. I just don't understand, like, this is the longest my mom's ever had a dog, because usually she gives them away by now.
Okay.
Rudy, I don't know why they got rid of Rudy. My dad couldn't handle Spats because he was allergic to them. And so they got rid of Spats, which is this Dalmatian. And then they had Molly in the late 90s, but then your girl came along and
kicked Molly right out.
Yeah, kicked Molly right out because she would roll around in dog poop. And my mom was like, we are not having this with a new baby. And so, yeah, and then we got Checkers, because I was like, I really want a girl dog. And I got Checkers.
Checkers is not a girl.
And, but he acts like one.
Yeah.
That's like, and like a cat. He's a really weird dog, but I love him. He's listening.
Checkers is listening. You and Checkers are hanging out watching Bob's Burgers tonight, and you're like, Checkers, let me play you a podcast.
He's like, what? He just watches TV, too. I'm like, get out of the way.
He's just an old man.
And he, like, goes.
An old man doing his thing.
He will bark at people, but then when they come in the house, he'll be, like, super nice to them.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not, like, what a guard dog should do, but he's not really a guard dog. Yeah. But I, like, want him to be. It's kind of too old to teach him. I don't think I can get a dog after that. I think I'm done with dogs.
No, I think you can get another dog.
No, I don't think I will.
I want a dog.
You get that dog.
I want a dog.
So then what are you going to move on to then? Like a fish or something?
Oh, we've had multiple fish. No, I won't move on to anything. That's just mean. I feel like that's mean just to be like, he died. Now let's get a new puppy.
Well, once you're ready, you grieve and...
Mom would not allow turtles.
No, Patty doesn't like turtles?
No. Okay.
What about like a ferret?
No.
Oh, ferrets smell.
We've only had dogs and fish.
So what's the thing with turtles?
So, okay.
What vendetta do you have against turtles?
She doesn't like any of like the little tiny things. I know this because my babysitter Deanie loved animals. Loved them. Had like a cat, a dog. And when she lived in the McKees Rock, she had two. That's when she first got these two rats, or it was a mice. I don't know.
Mice or rats, yeah. People have both.
Okay, so it's mice. And their names were like Rachel and Scooby. Their names got pulled out of a hat. We had to like choose which names we wanted.
Those are weird rat names.
Well, this one kid really liked Scooby-Doo. And I don't know who named the other one Rachel.
Because Scooby-Doo was famous for its rat character.
No, he just, like, loved... He was obsessed with it. We had weird kids. Including me. But it was a fun time. Anyway, so my mom was picking me up one time from Deanie's. Or dropping me off. Yeah, she would drop me off. My dad would pick me up. And the rats sat on Deanie's shoulder. She's like, you want to like pet one and like hold one, and my mom was like, no. And then I don't know which one. It's been so long. The one pooped on Dee Dee's shoulder. My mom was like, ew, like ran out of the daycare.
I don't think that explains turtles though. Turtles are pretty chill. They're like fish, but like without all the water.
Yeah, they're slow, and they hang around in their tank.
You can get like a big like box turtle like this big.
I'll ask mom.
Okay.
I'll ask mom her opinions.
Today. I see you being a cat person.
See, we couldn't have a cat because of my dad's allergies.
But now you can have a cat.
Yeah, but they're like mean.
Well, not all of them.
You get an old cat.
Yeah, some of them are like, they're like checkers. They just hang.
Yeah.
I don't think mom, I've said that 2 years ago when he moved out. And my mom was like, no.
Okay.
I was like, we can get like a cat now. And she was like, no, we have the dog.
Yeah.
So, maybe that will be the replacement for checkers.
I could see me getting a dog. I want, like, a big dog.
And then his name would be Chess.
Oh, Chess the cat. I like it.
Get it? Because checkers.
Yep. Checkers and chess.
Yeah. Yes. Because I did not like Richard Nixon back in 2006, but I named him Checkers because he was black. And there's black checker pieces on... The checkerboard.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Science.
You were like 6 years old.
Then he pooped in my mom's Mercedes.
Oh, wow.
That exact day. We got him from the Russians.
I remember that story, yeah. The Russians.
Behind the Krispy Kreme. When it used to be a Krispy Kreme and an $1 bank in Robinson. Why behind? Why was it like a transaction? I don't know. I have no idea. But he never walked because his paws were so sensitive.
No.
So we helped him. We saved him from the Russians.
And now he just watches TV.
Those dang communists.
And now Checkers just watches TV.
Those socialists. Dangs.
I don't know if they...
Are communists and... Like, okay, tell me the difference between communism and socialism.
Communism is, like, more, like, totalitarian than socialism. So, like... Because, like, socialism, I don't really know the specifics, but it's basically just, pull up the definition.
Difference between communism and socialism. I can't wait to get a super, like, in-depth article. Okay, here we go. Investopedia. Umbrella terms for two white left-wing, both oppose capitalism.
They do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're the opposite of capitalism.
Oh.
Communism is generally regarded as hard left, making fewer concessions to market capitalism and electoral democracy. the most forms of socialism. Socialism can refer to a vast swath. So, can be pro or anti. So it looks like communism is just like more intense.
Because Bernie Sanders is a socialist.
Yes.
And that's why nobody, like that's why he isn't, like, it's why.
Yeah, he's leading in the polls right now, I think.
He's doing well?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Last time I checked, he was leading in the polls.
It's Joe.
He appeals to the younger demographics.
For some reason. The
Pete, your guy Pete does not appeal to the younger people, apparently.
Why? I like Pete.
Yeah, I was reading this morning. I was reading a couple things about Pete.
What's up with Pete?
Well, one, everybody in the Democratic Party, they all get really irritated when you bring up Pete. Because they're like, he's really young, he hasn't done anything yet. I've been working my whole life to get up to here, and he's doing his thing, and he's raising money and doing things. Politics, politics, politics. But I also read that Pete actually appeals to the older demographic more than the younger demographic, because Pete is more for politics, like old established politics, whereas everybody else is like, we're going to blow up the system, guys. And that's what the younger demographic wants.
Blow up the system. Yeah. But how did we get $1 trillion in debt? I'm acting like you're a poli sci major.
Yeah.
But
like I can give you the answers to these.
This is my question today, because... how did we get this bad?
10 minutes. 10 minutes. Explain the $1 trillion
explain
U.S.
debt.
Explain
the national debt.
So, like, since Herbert Hoover didn't want to do that, but then FDR did do it, and that's, like, how we got the New Deal, and we actually got out of the Depression because we had to do something to get out of the Depression.
Yes.
So,
originally, the New Deal is what is generally known to start, like, welfare and, like, the social net. It was a lot smaller, but as inflation... goes up, the social net has gotten bigger. So welfare spending and things like that, I think, is the second biggest U.S. expense besides the military. We also are everywhere. We are everywhere in the... We are... If you name a country, there is a U.S. military base there.
What?
That's a good question. Nobody can answer that question.
Yeah, a lot of money goes into our... military complex.
We spend more money than the other 25 countries below us combined.
Why?
That's just our... So
justification for it is like that. It's like we do it so no one else has to. But like
war
again, it's like it's way too much.
The military and war is a huge part of what makes America America. There have been very few points in American history where we have not been at war fighting with somebody for some reason, including ourselves.
Yeah.
It's true.
So I think, I don't know if you ever get to a point where like that is different.
Why can't we live all cohesively?
Because that's not how money moves hands.
I've been wondering that for a very long time.
Yeah. That was,
no one's found the answer.
Woodstock and the hippie movement and everything. Peaceful living, man.
That's me.
Yeah, it's you. I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind peaceful living.
I'd like things to be cool.
One of the communions? One of those...
Oh, the communes.
One of those parties where they just, like, live in the forest and, like,
communion
just hang.
Communion is, like, what you... That's how you get the...
Yeah, it's the first of the month.
No, the commune. the communes are where you
that's where you
all
just
live together in the woods. And
but they never worked, did they?
No, they didn't work. They just... lived on like camp lands and whatnot. Hung out. Had lots of sex. Traded things. That's really it.
Yeah, nobody like
smoked.
Did their eyebrows.
Did LSD.
I couldn't do that. I have to like do my eyebrows.
That's it. Shannon.
That's the one outlier.
Shannon is like, look guys, I'll go with you, but I gotta bring my eyebrow stuff.
I gotta like pluck my eyebrows and like pluck the peach fuzz. You just gotta look good for the woods.
I don't think it matters at that point, though, when you're just in harmony, living together.
Yeah, but people see you all the time.
But nobody's judging at that point. I think everyone just
everybody's just high on LSD.
Yeah,
I'm just gonna grow a beard.
Yeah, no one will know.
Everyone just sees each other for who they are.
Everybody sees what they want to see because they are all high.
So
laced out on DMT.
Funny story. kind of like gossip.
Okay.
Gossip. The my brother.
It's been a while.
gossip with Shannon. The my brother lives in Moon Clinton Road.
Yes.
So he lives like right next to the high school. Apparently, he lives right next to a RMU professor.
Yeah.
And the RMU professor told Lindsay, his wife, I was gonna say fiance.
Yeah.
They told his wife that don't come back to like our part of, because they live like on a, it's like a lot, and the lot, like there's a car thing right here, and then there's Matt's house, and then the professor's house is back there, and she's like, don't come up back too far because we're nudist.
Oh, okay.
That's.
But like, you're walking around in the winter in the nude.
Probably, yeah.
I mean, yeah. Nudists do nude things.
Lindsay was like in shock.
Yeah.
They did that on like Vale's like birthday party day.
Oh, that was like the Saturday that they were like, hey, we're nudists. Hey.
Yeah, like. I think she got, like, the mail or something, and they were like, hey, we're nudist.
I know you've been here for a couple months. I thought we'd drop some bombs.
Those were pretty big bombs.
Yeah.
The, I was supposed to take photos, and I did, but then I didn't have, like, production lights because it was too dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I just took photos on my phone for Vio's birthday party, and they had this guy named Weird Eric, and he made, like, balloon animals. Like crazy things, like Devlin being a basketball player,
yeah,
and Jolene being a football player,
like in, out of balloons.
Yes.
Holy crap! This is, why did I not go to this party?
And volleyball. My mom's like, "Do you want one?" No.
I'll take one. Why not?
I was, but then as soon as he left, I thought of one. I was like getting a bowling ball, just to like use my brother's money. And no, but then he left, and he'd be like, "Aren't you like 30?" Such a weird age gap, because then everyone's talking about like their house and stuff, and then all the kids are like, oh my gosh, Weird Eric.
Yeah.
And so I'm here.
That's how kids work.
I'm just here like,
they do not care about houses and mortgages. Kids don't need to care about those things.
No they do not. And then we just talked about things. Well, apparently I'm very quiet. Sean says I'm quiet.
My dad said the same thing.
That I'm quiet?
No, he did not say that you were quiet. He said that I am quiet. A man of few words.
Yeah, he says when I get around the Antoniches, I'm probably the most talkative out of all of them, which says something.
Yeah.
Which is true, but.
Still haven't met my pal.
Marina?
Yeah.
It's my cousin. Oh. Did I tell you that Kenny's getting married?
Yeah, I remember you telling me that.
He's my age.
Oh, congratulations.
No, you're not supposed to. Okay, he's never going to listen to this. But Sean is very weary about Kenny getting. Everyone's pretty weary about Kenny getting married to Christian, and that's such a young age.
Yeah. Young marriages tend to end in divorce. Or they don't.
What's the statistic?
What's the statistic? I mean marriage in general is like a 50% divorce rate.
It's
ridiculously high.
So don't get married, you're saying?
Which has young marriage.
That's only gotten worse.
Yeah.
As like in current times, I think.
Young marriage divorce rate. Divorce statistics and facts. What affects divorce rates? Sure. Oh, I am not calling for a free consultation on divorce. What is the divorce rate for young couples? In 2017, around 1 million couples in the U.S. called it quits. That may sound like a lot of busted unions, but the rate of divorces, just like the rate of marriage, is down. Okay. Are less likely to split up than they once were. Oh, wow. We're at a 40-year low for divorce rates.
Unless you're 55 or older.
Yeah, that was in 2016. There aren't a lot of, like... Okay, marriage, millennials, and the divorce rates. Sure.
See, we're not millennials. We're Gen Z.
We are Zoomers.
I am technically a millennial.
No, you are not.
I am.
Look up Generation Z. It's 1995.
Mm. Gen Z.
That's what we're doing.
Years.
30 minutes. 30 second speed round.
As much as I hate to admit it, we're all Zoomers.
No. Roughly between the ages of 7 and 22.
That's you. You're 21.
Between 19 and 97. What is the generation age range? Four. And see, there's not a solid number, and I've seen numbers where I am a millennial, so I stick with that.
Why? Nobody likes to be a millennial.
Yeah.
I don't think anyone likes being a Zoomer either.
Okay, they're like, maybe.
It, I looked up like the career. I said to my brother, he was like, "You're a millennial. You don't have a job." I was like, "I'm taking 18 credits, so leave me alone." And he was like, "What's?" I was like, "I'm Generation Z too." And he was like, "Oh, it says that you're good with technology." Like, yeah,
that's the
I
one
am.
Defining characteristic. I mean, like that is true. I mean, we've grown up with technology, and it's more ingrained in our everyday
okay.
lives.
Okay, so I can't find any statistics. I'll have to find
them next
week.
That's all the time we have for real. Let's talk about I'm your fantastic host, Shannon Devlin.
My father doesn't know how to use a microwave.
So.
Okay. Because, like, it was about technology, and it's like the previous generations aren't good with technology, and it's like, so.
All right, well, we're going to end on that. Just a hard end.